survive. The less clever wizards caught on then. They brightened up dramatically. Not that either had ever cared much what became of the world after they staggered out of it. What to do about the Shadow Master had never been a significant issue to us, because there were always more immediate obstacles to overcome before he could become a major concern. Sara said as much. If we can't open the way, there's no point in worrying about how we can keep it closed to those not in our favor. I wonder how the Shadow Masters did it. Brute force? The Black Company was still in the far north, and the Lance of Passion was up there with them. I stared at Uncle Doge. Others began to do so, too. I wondered aloud. Could it be that the great shame of the Nueng Bo isn't nearly as ancient as I thought? Could it be that it just goes back a couple of generations, to about the time that the Shadow Masters appeared, practically manifesting themselves overnight? Uncle Doge closed his eyes. They stayed that way for a while. When the old priest opened them again, he glared at me.
Come walking with me, Stone Soldier.
Chandra Gokhale, Inspector General of the Records and favorer of very young girls, chose that moment to groan. I told Doge, "Indulge me for a few minutes, Uncle. I have a guest to entertain. I promise not to take too long." Goblin knelt beside the minister, patted his face gently, helped Gokhale to a sitting position. The Inspector General began to puff up for a bluster storm. As his mouth opened, I leaned down to whisper,
"Water sleeps."
Gokhale's head jerked around. In a moment he recalled where he had seen me before. Goblin told him,
"All their days are numbered, buddy. And it looks like some of you got a few less days than some others do."
Gokhale recognized him, too, though he was supposed to be dead. And when he remembered where he had seen Sara before, he began to tremble. Sara asked,
"Would you recall abusing Min Subredil on several occasions?"
"Subredil certainly remembers.
What I think we'll do to requite that is to return it fivefold. The brothers will install you in a tiger cage in a moment. You will be well treated otherwise. And in a few days, maybe we'll bring in the Purohita to keep you company."
She chuckled so wickedly I felt a chill.
"For all the rest of their days, calling the heaven and the earth and the day and the night like brothers, Chandra Gokhale and Arjuna Drupada."
Part of that was some Nueng Bo formula I didn't understand. But I got the point, and so did Gokhale. He would be caged all the rest of his days with the man he most loathed. Sara chuckled again. She made me nervous when she got like that.
Chapter 32.
I watched the old priest closely as we eased through the spell net surrounding the warehouse. He did not have a yarn amulet. His head twitched and jerked. His feet kept wanting to change direction, but his will hacked away through the illusions. Possibly that was a result of his training on the path of the sword. I recalled, though, that lady had insisted he was a minor wizard.
"Where are we going, Uncle? And why are we going there?"
"We go where no Nueng Bo here will hear what I tell you,"